Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark Kernaghe. Batting third. The left fielder, Keke Kiler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gilly Campbell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Harvey Hendrick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn Nelson. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chick Foles. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Skolmerich. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fritz Noethe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cy Moore. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Cy Moore. And now, play ball. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Noethe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Kernaghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernaghe hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler takes first base on ball four. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kernaghe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Foles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Noethe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hurst moves to second. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kernaghe fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Skolmerich moves to second. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up towards third. Nothe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fulles. Herman reaches second base with a double. Gerges moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fulles. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Gerges scores. Herman moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. Koenig moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman strikes out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Fritz Nothe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nothe takes first base on ball 4. Cy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chick Fulles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulles is 0 for 1 in the game. Fulles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fulles moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fulles scores. Bartel moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hurst hits a line drive into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Fulles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges bunts towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Fulles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skolmerich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a pop-up towards third. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skolmerich moves to second. Fritz Noethe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noethe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Noethe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Cy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery, who is chasing the ball. Foles reaches third base with a triple. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foles scores. It's 3-2, Phillies. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann throws the ball into Gerges, who tags Klein trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bartel moves to third. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann has Bartel trapped. There's the throw to Campbell and over to Koenig, who tags Bartel for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Skolmerich hits a line drive into right field. Hermann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore can't make a play. That's a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 2 in the game. Todd takes first base on ball 4. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warner bunts in front of the plate. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Todd moves to second. One out. Fritz Noethe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noethe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Noethe hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nelson for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Skolmerick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Foles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bartel bunts towards first. Hendrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Herman covering, for the out. Foles moves to second. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foles moves to third. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hurst hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Phillies. Wes Skolmerick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Skolmerick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Skolmerich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warner strikes out. One out. Fritz Noethe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noethe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Noethe bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore bunts towards first. Hendrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Herman covering, for the out. Noethe moves to second. Two outs. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Foles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Mosolf pinch hits for Lynn Nelson. Jim Mosolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosolf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerges moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerges moves to third. Mosolf moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Gerges scores. Mosolf moves to third. Herman moves to second. It's 6-3, Phillies. Flint Rem now pitching. Woody English pinch runs for Mark Koenig. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mosolf scores. Herman scores. English moves to second. It's 6-5, Phillies. Snipe Hansen now pitching. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Babe Herman. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warner fields it and throws to second for the out. English moves to third. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 4 in the game. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Phil Collins now pitching. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nothe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.